Highbridge Audio presents Gap Creek, written by Robert Morgan and read by Jill Hill. I know about Monsignor because I was there. I seen him die. We didn't tell anybody the truth because it seemed so shameful the way he died. It was too awful to describe to other people, but I was there, even though I didn't want to be. And I seen it all. Monsignor was my little brother, my only brother, and us girls had spoiled him. If Monsignor woke up in the middle of the night and wanted some hot cornbread, one of us would get up and bake it. If Monsignor wanted a pretty in the store in town, we'd carry a chicken down to one of the big houses in Flat Rock and sell it to buy him the pretty. Monsignor got an egg every morning, while the rest of us just had grits. I thought Monsignor was the cutest boy in the world. He had these blonde curls that stood out all around his head, and his eyes was blue as the mountains in the far distance. Now, the year I'm talking about was the year after Cold Friday, that day when the sun never did come out and it never warmed up. Cold Friday was the coldest day anybody had ever seen. It seemed like the end of the world when the chickens never left the roost, and it put such a chill on everything, we'll never forget that day. Papa took his coughing sickness then, and it seemed like he never was well after that. But it was a year after Cold Friday when...